Hello?
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, hello.
Yes.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay-ish, I guess.
Oh, well. Because you said that yesterday you were sick.
Yeah, I'm just rather over. I was overworked, so just needed a day off, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nothing silly.
Yeah, just like slept most of the day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, trust me. I needed that so bad.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
How is it that I tell my kids always listen to your body?
Yeah, you need to. If you don't, you're gonna end up having a breakdown when you don't want it.
Yep.
So, yeah, give me just 1 second before I forget this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here we go. Okay, and where are those documents? Here we go. So, you're free at this time to discuss things, right?
Yes. I'm on my lunch break.
Good. So, no awkward moments we're going to have here, right?
No. No, God willing, no.
Good, so.
I just finished eating lunch, and I'm good to go.
Cool. So, let's talk freely about the events that we talked about on the last call. Like, specifically the part we missed from grade 5 when you started having English improvement lessons up to grade 9.
Yes.
That's what we need to discuss. So, on the top of your head, just fire away.
Okay, so in 5th grade,
mm-hmm.
I was getting all the improvements and all the like materials, how to achieve English and math and literacy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I ended up doing what they told me to do, and then I ended up going to the next level.
That's good. Anything that was eventful during that time?
Well, because I did so good, I ended up going to a regular class, a class of 25 to 30 students.
Mm-hmm.
In 9th grade.
Oh, so you returned to the regular classes by 9th grade.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With, with resource room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So what was the major difference between both the classes? What did you feel? Aside from the lack of, you know, like, difference in ability to speak English, what did you feel?
It felt great, you know, because I wasn't being, like, pointed at, like, oh, she's the only girl in the class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in 9th grade, things
mm-hmm.
got better. I had 25 to 30 classmates.
I see. During your time, any friends that like you started discussing friends that were in ninth grade. What about friends you made in the other class before you upgraded in ninth grade? Did you make any friends then?
I have more like guy friends than girlfriends. Yeah, because I got along better with boys than girls.
Ah.
Yeah, always.
Just 'cause like personality wise, or did you just, or was it the drama?
Well, we could relate, like boys.
Well, I
It's
see.
like I think alike in a lot of aspects. With girls is like iffy, you know, it's like a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You wanted none of it.
And yeah, and then, you know, you crash a lot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's everybody understands while growing up, but yeah. I do understand your perspective.
Oh yeah. And that's
So,
why I said it was crazy years.
you had a great time with your change of pace from grade 8 to 9. So, let's talk about grade 9. What happened? How did it start? And what was eventful during ninth grade?
Well, I was in bigger classes, like I said, and they were giving us a lot of assignments that I understood, so that was a plus for me. And then they gave me resource room, like twice a week. And then it was cool because I was already going to, it was two buildings. One was Annex and the other one was the main building. So I was going across the street for my different subjects.
Okay. And which subjects did you take in ninth grade?
Oh, everything. Math, science, social studies.
And what did you like?
At that time, I was liking more social studies and science.
Oh, so you like social studies and science. What about
Yeah.
teachers, though? What about your professors?
Some of them were like understanding, and some of them were like looking out for themselves, you know?
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Any bad experiences overall with any teachers?
No.
So it was like in terms of the faculty, you had a pretty decent time. Like in terms of the faculty that you had for professors and all, you had a pretty good time, right?
Yeah,
That's
I did.
great. That's
Yeah,
a
thank
plus
God.
point.
Oh, and one main thing that I
Yeah.
forgot to mention. I ended up taking, I don't know if you're familiar with a test that goes around for ninth graders when you do good in school. You take this test and they gave you like extra classes for college.
What's the name of the test, may I, if I may?
I forgot, but it was classes to give you credits to go to college.
Let me see.
And then, like,
Four.
if you would take the classes, you get a credit.
Is
So you'll
that
be
called
going to
the
college.
PLAR assessment?
I'm not so sure if it was that, but if you say so, I take
Cause
this.
I'm Googling. It's very straight.
Oh, okay.
I just pulled up Google. The first thing it shows me is grade 9 and 10 PLAR assessments.
I think it was that then. And I loved it. Because I was included in those classes. I did
I
good.
see. So yeah, I see. Yeah, may I confirm where you're from? I keep forgetting where you're from because I have really bad memory. Where, like, which state are you in?
Oh, this is New York.
You're from New York. Okay. Let's see. Spell this out in New York. It's like I want to be aligned with the information that we have. Yeah, I think I'll be able to find that exam. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find it. Don't worry about it. So, getting back to our original conversation. Ninth grade. So, what about the people you met in ninth grade? How were they? Classmates.
Oh, classmates was always looking for fights. Oh my God, they were routing, looking for fights. If they didn't like the teacher, they would throw a book at the.
This is the 90s, right?
Yeah.
If I recall, I was in kindergarten. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was too young to remember. I was too young to remember 1990s.
Yeah. Mhm.
But yeah, from what my parents have told me, it was pretty rough.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But it had a different kind of freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, your first day, who was the first friend you made? How did it turn out? You don't have to give any names. You can start with any name if you don't want to reveal names.
I couldn't hear the question, sorry.
I assume you started making more friends in grade 9, right?
On and off. I was like a loner.
Yes, you were more like a loner, but if I recall, you said you started hanging out with the bad crowds and you had a lot of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. That happened like months later. Because of the test that we took, everybody got to know each other because we were assigned to the same classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got along with a couple other classmates.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you were a lone wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So at this point, we have information from you starting as a 7-year-old in your family to grade 9. Are there any other events you would like to discuss during that time?
Well, it lasted until half of 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then after half of 10th grade, then I had to go to, I had to drop out.
You had to drop out. But that's why I specifically said, like, till 9th grade, because we're going to discuss 9th grade in detail to how you met the guy who you had your child with, what happened, what led to it, the entire 10th grade, because that's chapter 2, if you remember. That's the birth of your first child.
Yes.
So we're going to discuss how you met that guy, what happened, your relationship, and the entire process of till the point you gave birth. So your entire pregnancy will also be discussed. Pretty sure you have a lot of detail on that.
Oh, yeah.
Given it's your firstborn, there's probably a lot of memories attached.
Yeah, I was challenged a lot.
Oh, you were young.
Yeah.
And especially in the, given it was the 90s, that must have been pretty rough.
Yes, it was.
But, well, you're here. You survived.
I know. Thank God.
Well, that just means you're a tough cookie.
Yes, that's what they tell me. Even my older son says the same thing. He's like, Mommy, where do you think I got that from? I go, yeah, from me.
Yeah. So that's good. Kids are supposed to be tough.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this world is not forgiving.
No, it's not.
So that's good, that's good. So I don't think we have much to discuss other than the book cover. So last I remember, if give me a second, let me just open Paint for myself so I can just draw a rough sketch of it. So if I recall, you wanted a book cover that was of a girl, right? You have a girl that's divided in, and you see three different, you know, let's say horizontal slides, like that divide the book into, like, the book cover into three pieces, each showing a different article of clothing for a different time zone. Right?
Current events.
So that would be, let's see. Okay. So it would kind of be like one person standing with the top of the book cover showing their face, and then as we go down, which show different articles of clothing, first, you know, a younger sense of brand, like old 90s kids clothing, to teenager clothing,
mm-hmm.
then comes to a more adult, then to current years.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just type that down so I have something for the illustrators.
Yeah, because even the clothing was different.
First, 1990s teenage clothing. And then comes like 2000s adult clothing and current trend. Head to toe. Okay. I think I have a general idea of how it should be made. By the way, let me confirm something else as well. Cool. So it's going to be like you're going to have some sort of... I don't exactly remember what the 90s clothing was like. Too young.
Let me see. I got that computer in front of me, so let me. 1990s
teenager.
Style for women.
But that, like, that's such a variation of clothing from, like, but given. You said, like, from what I get from your perspective, you are more of a jeans and shirt kind of a person, right?
Yeah.
Baggy, you were in the baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay, so let's see, a small description.
The hairstyle was different,
too. Baggy clothing and... I'm kind of thinking it would be hard to depict just clothing, right? Thinking of how to adjust that. Oh, we can do one thing, though. We can do one thing. I have an idea. Rather than us cutting horizontally, okay, let's divide the book vertically, okay? And you know how the movies mostly show, like, have you seen the recent Thor trailer?
Well, right now there's, I'm looking at scripts right now, and the 1990s of, what is this show? Saved by the Bell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's some similarity clothing they have here.
No, I actually had thoughts, like if we cut the book horizontally, it might not look too appealing. I was thinking of cutting the book vertically. It's just an idea. Like we cut the book cover in three pieces. Okay. Let me actually draw another one. So we have this, and we have two lines that divide the book in three pieces. So rather than us showing it on one person, we show three vertical lines, each showing one part, like 90s teenager clothing, or like a girl standing in those clothing. Okay, then the middle one would be 2000, because you change with age, right? And just depicting clothing in a like if we're to do it cutting it horizontally, you'll be like showing just the shirt in the upper one, then you'll show like shirts and pants halfway, then just the pants and shoes. It's just gonna look weird.
Okay.
So rather than doing that, we can just cut the book vertically and show three different people. The same person, different ages.
Yep.
If you have like pictures of you, if you actually want to put yourself into the book, we can even use your pictures.
No. Dano, I won't do. Yeah.
No problem. We can then, well, we have illustrators as well. They'll come up at some time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'll also probably get you through to the strategist to have a discussion on this and how we're going to be moving forward with the book cover. Okay?
Okay.
So, when you get home by 4:30, right?
No, after 5.
After 5. Okay.
Yeah, so around this time, it's good every time.
Then I'm probably going to get him or her to call you by tomorrow. I'm not sure who the assigned strategist to your book is at this time. But I'll look into it and see.
Okay.
So we have details on Chapter 1, and we have the book cover. A general idea of the book cover design. I'll discuss it with the illustrators and see what we can do about it as well. Okay. And also discuss it with the strategists. And by next week, hopefully I'll be delivering you the first draft of your first chapter. And then we'll discuss Chapter 2 afterwards. Okay?
No problem.
Perfect. Any other questions you have, Karen?
So far, so good. Sounds
Perfect.
Like a plan.
So text me or call me if you have any questions, and let me know if you have any problems. Okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Perfect. Have a good day, Karen. Bye.
You too. Bye.